Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with us. And tell a friend, please, tell a friend that you listen to Chosen Generation Radio here on the Truth Network and on USA Radio Network. And don't forget to join us on TECNTV.com, TECNTV.com. And the reason I tell you that is, you never know. We talk about elections. We talk about vaccines. And Zuckerberg just paid off the FTC so that way he can shut down people that talk about things that we talk about. We talk about Christianity, talk about how Bible-believing people need to be engaged and involved in calling out evil and standing for truth, and how God, not man, is the one who forms governments and creates kings. And he saw fit to make the United States of America a country that was that's governed from the people up, not from the bureaucrats down, even though we have allowed that to be flipped on us and we're fighting back. All right, I want to welcome my guest. He is my co-host in this segment, but now he's my guest in this segment. And I want to welcome Rick Manning, President, Americans for Limited Government. Greetings, sir.
Greetings. Is he a guest? Is he a co-host? You decide.
That's it. That's it. No doubt. Well, so number of things, that we can visit about. FRC's coming out and talking about the efforts by this Congress to force through again H.R. 5, which is the Inequality Equality Act that essentially would shut down a lot of religious, a lot of Christian organizations, because it would put mandates on them that are just absolutely and completely unbiblical, and they've already destroyed RFRA. So the courts, I guess, would have to get involved in this, I would assume, at some point. But nonetheless, HR 5 is something that's a very serious threat, along with the money, and along with the Rubio bill that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, our nation faces one of the biggest threats that we've ever faced domestically. We faced World War II. We faced the Cold War. We had the Civil War. which obviously was domestic. But from a congressional perspective, right now liberty is under more pressure than it's ever been. And Pastor Greg, let's just be clear. People ask me this question all the time. I just want to answer it succinctly right now. How can they do this when they have a zero vote majority in the Senate and they have a 4-vote majority in the House? How can they do this? And the fact is they can do it because they're willing to do it. They're willing to do what it takes to get it done. And, you know, remember, Republicans always have to have consensus. Consensus is demanded. The Democrats, if they get control by one vote, this proves, by one vote, they consider it a mandate and they will move forward and do as much damage as they can until they're thrown out of office. And they're willing to get thrown out of office 2 years later because they know that the system works to keep existing laws in place. So anything you get in is very hard to unravel. And the Republicans have not shown the willingness to do that in the past.
Well, I think that's
it. They're playing for
keeps.
Yeah.
They know that the Republican side always plays soft. My conversation with Harvey Hildebrand years ago was very enlightening regarding that, because at that time, Texas had a supermajority in the House, a supermajority mm-hmm. in the Senate, and a Republican governor, and yet they would give a third of the committee chairships to Democrats and then load those committees up so the Democrats had control of those committees, which bogged it down and killed legislation that the Republican people in the state of Texas had put on the party platform with the intent that when we got the supermajorities, that they would put these things in place. They were all constitutional. They were supporting the Constitution, but instead they didn't. And Harvey's explanation to me, Rick, was, well, we know that someday the Democrats are going to be in charge, and we hope that by giving them an olive branch, that they'll be kind back. You know what they do to those olive branches? They torch them.
They torch them, but, you know, it's really
it's stupid.
Silly because your listeners might realize that I was a lobbyist for National Rifle Association, and I was in Texas in, let's say it was mid-80s, during the Texas state legislature, along with 10 other states. And in the South, Texas had a few more Republicans, but the Democrats controlled everything. Mm-hmm. The Republicans weren't given any power. The Republicans weren't given, basically, if you were a Republican, you didn't really have... You show up to your office and, you answer some constituent mail. You might, make a speech, but you didn't have any capacity to get anything done. And the Republicans don't return the favor when they're in charge. California, where they have a supermajority, they don't care what the Republicans say. They don't care what anybody says. They're going to do what they're going to do. And here's the dirty little secret. The people who actually fund elections, the business folks and the like, they're busy trying to pick which is the Democrat that will do the least amount of damage to them. They don't even try to elect Republicans because they don't see that as a way forward. They don't want to be seen as being on the wrong side of Democrats. So the Republicans, when Democrats become a supermajority, the Democrats play it to make the Republicans a permanent superminority. Mm-hmm. And the Republicans, on the other hand, sit there and want to play games. And that's our fault because we elect the Republicans who do that. And we don't demand that they take action, and we don't demand that they move forward. And they don't hear us, which is actually what Americans for Limited Government, what we're trying to get done through our engagement programs is to get so these legislators are saying people are informed and they have a means to communicate en masse with these legislators. So the legislators sit there and kind of begin to get on the stick on a number of issues. And Stop the Equality Act is essential. It's part, they've got this $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package, which has crammed full of, the labor unions are going to have their wish list passed if the $3.5 trillion go through in terms of being able to, from an organizing perspective, it'll be big labor will be very happy. Won't help the workers any, but big labor will be very happy. You know, you've got various encroachments on religious liberties that are built into it. You have the Green New Deal, which everybody knows is built into it, which is an attack on our small and mid-sized businesses. You have a tax structure put into it that would put capital gains tax on top of the death tax, meaning no business, small business or mid-sized business, would be able to be passed down from one generation to another and would have to be sold off, typically to the big giant business that they've been paying in the side to. So you've got so this is a wholesale attack on America, and it's not enough to cut the $3.5 trillion to $2 trillion and say, gee whiz, didn't we do a good job? We have to stop it in its entirety, because it has hundreds of problems within it that, you know, and I can't tell you them all.
Let's not forget the $600 IRS.
Right. I was going to go with
regulation.
That. your banks having to put every single bank account that runs $600 through it in a year will be sent to the IRS. So their 40,000 new agents will have something to do. That's not an attack on the people making $400,000 or more. That's an attack on everybody.
Absolutely.
The $400,000 number is a lie. You know how can the $400,000 number is a lie? Because here's what they consider to be $400,000. If you own a house, let's say you bought a house 10 years ago, and your house used to be worth $70,000, and now it's worth $370,000. They take that capital gain, extra money, and they say they count it as if it was your income.
Yep.
So you're no longer, suddenly you're starting with $300,000 of an asset.
Tax liability.
That puts you as a tax liability in their eyes in terms of who should be covered.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not, so everything they say.
And what's interesting about that, Rick, is that, you know, when you think about it, folks, here in Texas, we don't have state income tax. But what we do have is property tax. And we have some of the highest property tax rates in the country. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so we have individuals all over this state right now, people who are retired, who have owned their property for 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, okay? Maybe even ranches that they inherited. You're talking about small businesses. But, you know, individuals that have owned their properties. And suddenly, the assessors, the people who are assessing the values, have bumped the values of that piece of land up to the place where the people who are living on it can no longer afford the taxes, and so they're taking it over. Now you would think, well, that doesn't sound like a Republican run state that they would do that there. Think about that. Because Rick, there's a lot of similarities between that and what you're talking about relative 100%. To, again, the government using taxation as a means. This is what they were doing to the founders of our country. They were taxing them right out of their homes, right off of their lands, and right into the street. And they finally said, enough is enough.
100% correct. One of the things, and we're going down a philosophical trail I hadn't planned on going down, but we will now. here's the problem with property tax. It's very simple. Remember the old picture, you know, of the person burning their mortgage and say, I'm free. Mm-hmm. I now own my house.
Yep.
You never actually own your house. You never actually own your house because the government owns your house.
Mm-hmm.
The government owns your house because if you don't pay the government property tax, they'll put a lien on it and they will take your house. What that means is you no longer have private ownership of land because the government owns the land. And you're essentially renting it from them for whatever the property tax rate is.
Yep.
And that's why we have to get rid of property taxes. because it is a fundamental attack. And I'm not talking about, cutting them. I'm talking about getting rid of them. Eliminate them. It is a fundamental attack on your ability to own property and have property ownership free and clear. California, they passed something called Prop 13 back in 1978 mm-hmm. that the Democrats have been trying to get rid of ever since. And it basically made it so once you bought a house, the appraisal values were relatively capped. And as a result, because they had senior citizens who paid off their house free and clear, were getting thrown out on the streets because of assessments going through the roof. The only thing else they should have done is not just capping it; they should have gotten rid of it.
Absolutely.
Because fundamentally, philosophically, we believe we own our property. But actually, as long as the government can take it, if we don't pay the money, it's no different than what the bank taking it if we don't pay them money.
Yep.
And we didn't ask. We borrowed money from the bank. So the bank actually has a stake. The government has no stake except for to say, because that property is in our state or our county, mm-hmm. we effectively own it and you are leasing it from us. And that's a relationship that the government has no business having, and we need to fight it, and we have to get rid of the property tax.
Well, it's godless. I mean, it is a godless policy. In my opinion, it's a godless policy. God in the Word said that we inherit the land. He said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The land belongs to the people, not to the government. And so it's an ungodly, but here's what they do. And I know we're waxing philosophical again to a degree. But they drive God out. And the reason they drive God out and they say, well, you can't use the Bible, because they know that everything that they're doing is immoral. They know that everything that they're doing is ungodly and unbiblical. They know that. Everybody points to and says, well, Jesus said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Ladies and gentlemen, let me open your eyes to this. What was it that Jesus Christ held in his hand? It was a coin that had an image of Caesar on it. What is that? It's idolatry. It's idolatry. Jesus was saying, render unto the idol worshipers their idol. It has nothing to do with the earth and the fullness thereof. That was never rescinded. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and he has granted it to us, his children, not to government. So render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. And I mentioned this earlier, I'll mention it again. They call it hallowed ground, that capital. It's not. It's not holy, folks. Be back with more after this. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My guest is Rick Manning. So, Rick, you know, I mean, man, I think you have really articulated well the challenge that we face and the encroachment that government has made on the very fundamental issue of private property and owning your property and whether you do or whether you don't. But finish up talking about this money, that this $3.5 trillion, because as I understand it, it's $3.5 trillion, but then there's also a $1.5 trillion package that they're putting together as well. I mean, we're looking at anywhere from $5 to $8 trillion that they want to add in one fell swoop.
That's correct. The Wall Street Journal did an analysis of the $3.5 trillion bill and discovered that it's really a $5.5 trillion bill because of the way they've. It's some accounting tricks that make it only $3.5 trillion more than we've ever raised in any single year in the history of the United States. But nonetheless, so it's some accounting tricks that you actually get them there. The key is this is insane. If people want to take action, learn more and get a hold of your members of Congress and tell them, no, dump it, stop it. There's no cutting. This isn't enough. We have to stop it. So just go to getliberty.org and getliberty.org, push the button that says stop $3.5 trillion spending bill, and you'll be able to send an email immediately to your members of Congress telling them to stop the spending. And you're also interested in the trying to stop the rationing of medicines, of COVID cures that Biden is attempting to do. There's another button there that supports the Rubio bill that would do just that. And so you can also take action on that one as well. Well, the point is, Americans for Limited Government, what we try to do is let you know what's going on, but also give you something to do about it.
And folks, let me just add this. You know, look, the scripture tells us if a man will not work, he shall not eat. There is a reason for that as well. Because when you're working, you have a greater sense of your own worth and value. I'm not suggesting that what you do is the value of who you are. God gives you an intrinsic value, but what you do adds to that in how you recognize and feel about yourself, and that's good. It's supposed to make you feel better. I've been saying for a number of weeks now on this program, the goal of what they're trying to do here is to get everyone to stay at home. They're going to pay everybody to stay at home. They're conditioning people. The vaccine, the inoculation, this whole plandemic, as my friend Dr. Judy Mikovits talks about it. Folks, this is all about conditioning us to stay in our homes, conditioning us not to interact with our neighbors. Do you know how a totalitarian, authoritarian dictator runs a nation? He isolates people so that they are like on an island by themselves. Because if you start comparing notes, then you might hear from a guy like Rick, who just explained to you how the property that you thought you owned when you burned the pink slip with the bank, you don't own, because you get a bill in the mail every year about the property taxes that you owe that keep skyrocketing and keep going up. Get involved with where that's coming from and start putting pressure on those people to stop taxing you on your property. That's why we get together. At the end of the day, we got to fight for what God has given us. That's what he wants.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.